Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Today's Hey, I Was Wondering comes as, in a text form from the 847.
Hi,
Eric. I'm wondering who's responsible for taking down all the political signs. Does each campaign have to find them all, or does the polling place have to do it? I just walked past mine, and they're still all out in full force. Just wondering, thanks. You know, I heard a story about this just today.
Okay, what'd they say?
Well, first of all, you're not allowed to have signs on public property, right, which everybody ignores.
Yeah.
And
right,
does anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But theoretically, you can be fined $2 a day per sign if it's on public property.
Mm. Wow, a day?
The campaign can.
Holy.
$2 a day.
Wow. Mm.
And once they're on private property, so on public property, I believe the campaign is responsible for removal of signs.
Even if they didn't put them.
Even if they didn't put them there. And then on private property, the owner is responsible for removing signs, but they can leave the signs up as long as they want on private property. But all signs must be biodegradable.
Oh, okay.
Or you seriously?
Or you get a fine, too.
Okay.
For that.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Come and inspect, the village inspector comes out and
I
checks
so
on that?
Yeah, and puts a ticket in your mailbox or something like that.
Wow.
So, Eric in the Morning list time. Top three. Hangover cures. It was the season-ending battle for the border. Canadian Invitational yesterday. Me and a buddy taking on two Canadian guys. For North American bragging rights.
Okay.
And Mario at the snack shack.
Yeah.
Kept pouring tequila.
Oof.
Which is a disaster. Your suggestions in order to feel better. Jim.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Oh,
run for the border.
So
yep.
True.
Yeah.
Some
is
of that
the bell
right
open
now
early? Do they do breakfast bell now?
That's a good question.
Gosh, I don't know.
The only time I eat Taco Bell is if I'm hungover.
Hi, Mary.
Well, first of all, I really feel bad for you.
Thanks.
But try a little White Castle. It'll knock everything out of you.
All right, there you go. A little castle. Maybe a combo bell and castle.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Couldn't tell if her feeling bad for you was sarcastic.
Or not. I don't think she really was.
Okay. Oh, I think she was.
Hi, Bob.
You need two Alka-Seltzers and a White Claw. You're good to go.
A White Claw?
Two Alka-Seltzers. Why are you laughing? It's not against the law for a man to love the claw.
Did you just make that one up?
Sort of.
Ain't no law when you're drinking claw.
You rhymed it. It just came out.
Yeah. It's not against the law for a man to love the claw.
That's a good one. It was just a perfect, perfect thing.
Thanks. Jackie at number three.
You need two Tylenol Sinus and a Java Chip Frappuccino from Starbucks.
That's just what the doctor ordered, huh?
Hey, it works every time for me.
Two Tylenol Sinus and a what from Starbucks?
A Java Chip Frappuccino.
Java Chip Frappuccino.
That sounds really
good.
That
has little like chocolate bites in it.
Interestingly enough, or perhaps not so interestingly, on the Starbucks storyline, I saw a story today that Ariana Grande has confirmed she doesn't always order a grande. Sometimes she gets a venti. That's an actual story that was out there.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
At number two, Danny, the hangover remedy.
Lettuce. Lots of lettuce.
Just lettuce?
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's mostly water.
Just eat a head of lettuce?
That's true.
Yeah, anything. Romaine, iceberg, you name it.
Plus, you get some vitamins in there, a lot of water.
Are there really any vitamins in lettuce? It's just basically water.
Well, if you went with a dark leafy lettuce, you would get some, but not head lettuce.
That might make me throw up.
I think.
And finally, in at number one, the ultimate hangover cure. Why even mess around, Tina?
Hair of the dog.
Start drinking again.
Oh.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Pop open that tequila.
Yeah. Oh, that just that actually just made my stomach flip. Just you saying that word. Oh, that was awful. Absolutely
awful. Oh, I hope you feel better.
You ever gone hair of the dog before, Melissa?
No, I haven't.
I have done that. Like in college, that would happen. And it does work.
For a little while, but then you need a nap.
Yeah, it does work, though. No doubt about it.
I don't know. I feel so bad. I can't usually drink anymore.
Top three things that are currently trending on Twitter at the social media desk is Violetta, ready to go at number three.
Ray Charles is trending. As voting counting continues in Georgia, people are sharing and quoting Ray's 1960 version of Georgia on My Mind.
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty much it. Ray Charles is
fire
right
me
now
up a little Georgia on My Mind here in just a second, Whip.
Okay.
In
okay
honor of Ray Charles and Georgia trending.
Yeah.
Did you see the numbers out of, I think it was Clay County in Georgia? Right now, they're saying 84% of that county's votes are going to Biden and 16% going to Trump. A heavily, heavily Democratic area.
Clearly.
In a state that is normally heavily Republican.
Right. Yeah. Wow. That's interesting.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
And that is exactly what's trending number two. Hashtag it happened. Many are flipping about Georgia, who has been red for somewhat consistently for decades, overnight starting to trend blue. It's not been officially called, but just the uptick in Democratic voters has kind of caused a stir on Twitter, and that's our trending number two.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
So everything is pretty much politics on trending right now, pretty much. Then there's 400,000 tweets about Get Well Soon Yoongi, which is a K-pop star who has had shoulder surgery.
Oh, no.
So that's
Yoongi had shoulder surgery.
Problems already. Wow. All that dancing.
A lot of people are wishing him well. 400,000 people.
Are you hungover?
Why?
Like I had a lot of people.
really?
I wish him well. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Thanks. Anybody listening who bought it, don't use it. Experts say babies don't play with toys because they have too many. Adults don't use things, well, because we don't really need them.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, for some reason, we still buy them. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This, as expected, is a very popular bought it, don't use it item, Katie.
My stationary bike.
Yep. The old stationary bike, again with the exercise equipment. You know what you should do? You should not sell that and buy yourself a treadmill to not use.
Right.
Just work your way through all of the exercise equipment of not using it.
Right. Yeah.
Bought it. Don't use it, Stephanie.
Oh, a juicer.
Juicer, all the rage for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I could totally see that.
I think my dad has one of those. I don't know that it's ever been used once.
Seriously? Sometimes those can be super expensive, too. Mm-hmm.
They're hard to clean.
Like $300.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How many times did you use it to get to the point of not using it anymore?
I probably use it at least 3 or 4 times.
Oh,
but
that's
you have
good.
To use so much stuff.
Right.
You get like just this little bit.
There
right.
you go. So you get a if you really break it down, $100 a usage. That's some expensive juice.
Yeah, it is. If you think of it like that.
That's pricey juice right there. Bought it. Don't use it. Ashley.
Instapot. Have never used it.
What exactly is an Instapot for an idiot like me?
Basically, you put it in and it cooks your food a lot faster than if you just use the stovetop or the oven.
I gotcha. The old Instapot. A must-have in every kitchen.
Mm. Isn't that the thing that started on fire on This Is Us and then a bunch of people like returned theirs?
Oh, good memory. Yeah. That's right.
I remember. I think it was the first time I heard of it. And then the Instapot, people were like, it's just a TV show.
Right.
Our products are fine.
Most people buy these and don't use them.
Right.
This is why it's fake on TV, because they're using it.
Yeah.
Nobody uses it. They just buy it and don't use it.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Bought it and don't use it. Caleb.
4K Blu-ray player.
The 4K Blu-ray.
There you go.
Sounds cool. Sounds like a necessary must-have to really get your watching experience, but don't use it at all, huh?
It was $300. I was all excited because I got the fancy 4K TV, about 3 years ago, and so far I've bought two Blu-rays.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. You come home with a non-Blu-ray, and you're like, I can't watch this.
Does anybody really watch Blu-ray anymore, Caleb?
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Everything's just streaming.
So the process of putting a disc into a machine and doing all that, it's like, no, I just want to click something.
Right.
Yeah.
So much easier.
Right.
We were telling you the story of a 20-year-old student in the UK who's made $58,000 by making sexy videos of herself whispering, which causes an autonomous sensory meridian response, or the ASMR, as they call it in the biz.
That's right.
Where people feel a soothing, tingling sensation. So, as these three men make an attempt to whisper to you, Melissa, and to you, Violetta, please let us know if anything tingles.
Okay.
All right, let us know if you feel anything.
Fine.
Feel anything special.
Are you going to close your eyes?
I think you probably should to get the full experience.
Okay.
And remember, the phrase we've chosen, guys on hold, Nick, Jeff, and Alex, you'll be saying and whispering to Melissa and Violetta is...
President Trump's team has filed a slurry of lawsuits.
A slurry of lawsuits, as Whip created his own word last hour. He combines slew and flurry for a slurry.
Yeah.
All right.
Better than either individual word, I think.
That is right. Whip, I want you to feel free to wager amongst the rest of us here as to who you think will be the champion whisperer, Nick, Jeff, or Alex. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Competitor number one. Hi there, Nick.
Hi.
Are you prepared and ready to go?
Very prepared.
All right. You know the phrase, right?
Yes.
Okay. On three, we want you to whisper to Violetta and Melissa. You'll be competitor number one, the sexy whisper. You ready?
Ready.
Here we go. One, two, three.
President Trump's team has filed a slurry of lawsuits.
I actually feel like it might have gone a little more robotic.
President Trump's team. That's wild.
All right, hold on, Nick. You might be right. Maybe guys can't whisper.
Hey, you
Nick,
know what?
That was great. Hold
Let's
on.
Let's not judge it.
Hold on. Hold on, Nick. All right. Sexy whispering man number two. Hi there, Jeff.
Hey there.
Are you
hey,
ready?
Jeff.
I think I'm ready.
All right. You know the phrase as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on the count of three, Jeff sexy whispered to Melissa and Violetta, who currently have their eyes closed. One, two, three.
President Trump's team has filed a slurry of lawsuits.
You sound like the Golden State Killer.
Right?
Yes! You sound like you're evil.
All right. Nope.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate the effort.
That was
very accurate.
All right,
we've got one robot
accurate.
And one West Coast serial killer. I enjoyed
that. That was intense.
I enjoyed that. Okay, let's meet contestant number three. Hi there, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Excellent. You ready to compete with your sexy whisper?
Well, I'm going to give it the college try.
All right, you know the phrase, right?
Yes, I think I do.
All right, on the count of three, Violetta, Melissa, please close your eyes for Alex, contestant number three. One, two, three, go.
President Trump's team has filed a slurry of lawsuits.
Okay.
All right. Once again, in order, go, Nick.
Trump's team has filed a slurry of lawsuits.
Sorry, my door is still open.
He started whispering and then he started talking.
Contestant number two, go, Jeff.
President Trump's team has filed a slurry of lawsuits.
All right, that's a little less BTK. And contestant number three, go, Alex. All right, those are your three sexy whispering men. It's up to you now, Melissa, and you, Violetta, if you can please reach a consensus who our grand champion whisperer is. They're giving each other... Oh, Violetta flashed a number. Melissa looked at her like, have you lost your mind? It looked like Melissa's response was like Violetta just flipped her off. What?
My God. No, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Have you reached a consensus now?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, we have.
All okay. right. Please let us know who is today's sexy whispering man champion.
We're going to go with Alex.
Alex. Our third whisperer. Alex, congratulations.
I was actually really feeling that, Alex.
Oh, really? Did you tingle?
A little bit.
You made Violetta
tingle.
It was
pretty good, Alex. Seriously.
Go. Alex,
you might have a new career.
Have you ever done this professionally before?
No, try, and my wife always shoots me down. So this is like a trophy on the shelf. Like,
there you go.
That's nice.
Go home and wave this in front of her face.
My college diploma. Yeah.
There you go.
Somebody likes my whispering.
The thing about Alex is he takes his time, you know?
Well, that's
Puts
what we're all
the
looking
work.
For. Makes morning mind better. Huh. Who knew? 67% of women say their most prized possession is what? I think Violetta would feel this way. I think Melissa couldn't care less.
Oh, man. I'm not 100%.
I'm not certain you have a prized possession.
What? Of course I do.
You do?
Sure.
All right. Hold that thought. Hi there, Laura. It's got to be what?
Their house.
No. More simple than that. The most prized possession is what? Lindsay or Lene? Lene?
Lene, you got it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it must be. The what?
Closed.
No. No.
Oh.
Oh, shoot. No. 67% of women say their most prized possession is what, Gina?
Their purse.
Exactly right.
Oh.
I wish you could have seen it. Huh. Melissa was in about an 8-second delay. After you said it, Gina, she was just staring at me, and then all of a sudden went, oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about what Violetta had as a purse, so I had to think that one through.
I gotcha. Gina, is your most prized possession your purse?
I would say no.
No? How about your hairbrush?
No.
That came in at number two.
No, because a good hairbrush, you know, you can style it the right way. Like, you can't just have a good hair day with the wrong hairbrush.
I totally understand.
That.
But your most prized possession?
Yeah.
How about your hairbrush there, Gina?
No.
No. Lipstick, favorite lipstick, that also makes a list.
Or lip gloss.
Nothing, Gina?
No.
Nah.
Okay,
none
Gina.
Of the above. None of the above.
Okay.
My most prized possession is whatever you're going to give to me. I got to get to work. 67% of women say their most prized possession is their favorite handbag. Definitely not Melissa. I don't even think Melissa has a purse.
You don't think I have a purse?
I don't think you.
Yeah, you have that. Yeah. I have a bag.
Just joking around.
No, but I was thinking which kind of purse she had.
And?
She has a Marc Jacobs, so it's like a pretty nice purse.
Is that your prized possession?
I mean, yeah, but I use my purses for 2 years, you know, before I give them up. I wouldn't say my most prized possession. It's probably my son, Butch, and...
Boring.
And, well, hey, but there's also a sweet
Boring.
Letter that I got from my son, Porter, when he would tell... When it was a cute letter from elementary school, and he was like a kindergartner that his teacher helped him write about how I was the best mom in the world. Because that's what kids say! That's what kids say at that age.
That's the easy answer. Give me a real prized possession.
What?
Hey, your kid, your dog, the cute letter. Yeah, what about that purse? Or that, you know, your car.
What?
Or your,
it's
you know,
true.
It's adorable. How about you, Violetta?
I was thinking the same lines as Melissa. I mean, my grandma would be my number one.
I know. Let's take people off the table.
I have a great coffee mug like, okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I got a coffee mug.
Yeah, these are possessions, your prized possession.
Eric, I would like to go with... My children, all that they stand for in this world, the beautiful letter that I have, that I have framed, that I hold near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, what about your Louis Vuitton?
Well, I do like
There's
that.
There's all the fun in that.
And all of that stuff is near and dear to me.
Okay, I splurge on some sunglasses.
There, that's
and
better.
And every
all
time
right.
I put them on, I feel like a
there,
badass.
There we go.
And if it's not my sunglasses, it's my grandmother.
It is my
grandmother. Who is among those from a matriarchal standpoint that... brought me into existence and being boring.
All of her stories and history. Boring. It's beautiful.
Oh, man, do I need to get something to eat. Oh, I got my shoes off right now.
Just chilling.
Yesterday, to conclude the golf season for us, it was the Battle of the Border Canadian Invitational.
Right.
Just a couple of guys from a humble place called the United States.
Mm. Okay.
Taking out a couple of overconfident Canadians.
Yeah.
Head-to-head on the golf course, winner take all, loser has to leave North America.
Whoa.
The entire country has to leave. And we played for Canadian dollars. More on that in just a second.
Okay.
Let's welcome our resident Canadian. The pride of Thunder Bay.
Yes, he is.
Good old number 10, the old retired guy.
Yeah, right.
Patrick Sharp.
Hey, Shooter. Hi, guys. Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing? Hey,
I've been better.
Yeah. Struggling a little this morning?
Oh, no. I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah, I'm a little banged up from that experience yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about it, and there's a couple things I'd like to bring up with you about that match.
Uh-huh.
First of all, in Canada, our golf season usually ends around the end of September, October.
Right.
So the fact that we played deep into November here, I think maybe there should be a little bit of an asterisk beside yesterday's competition.
Not my fault. My fault. You guys can't get warm up there. Not
okay.
my fault.
Yep.
You know, we're more like in hockey mode right about now instead of golf season. But we'll let that slide, I guess. And if I can say one thing about my performance yesterday, I think I go down as the biggest partier out of the foursome, and I think that should count for something.
Are you saying you had more tequila shots?
I did mention that every time we went to the snack shack, that Mario at the snack shack, every time I walk in there, he's like, oh, hey. Every time you walked in there, it was like his long-lost cousin arrived.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Big fan. That's what he is.
Yeah. I'm not sure what that says about you guys as members of the course, where Mario and I have a nice little routine there, and I'm not even a member. I'm just a guest.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. He's pouring the expensive tequila. Yeah. It's like when you go visit family and they keep the good booze hidden around the corner.
Yeah. And then
when somebody important comes in, they pull that out. But when you're there, it's all the cheap stuff.
Yeah, totally. It's for their favorites.
Yeah.
Well, that was...
Now, I know I said I was the biggest partier. We actually know who the biggest partier was. It was probably your partner on the American side.
Yeah, that actually is true. Yeah.
Okay. But those are more like performance enhancers for you guys. For me, it kind of took away from my golf swing, and I kind of fell apart there in the last few holes.
Whatever you got to tell yourself.
There's a lot of excuses here.
So for those that aren't familiar, it is a battle of two countries. We went to the first tee. Oh, Canada was played. People took their hats off. Men and women gathered around to watch the start, and by the end of the first hole, pretty much everybody had left except the four of us wandering around.
Okay.
But we did play for Canadian dollars, and we'll translate what that means in just a second.
Okay.
Sharpie, in the end, I'm going to give you the opportunity. When the United States went head-to-head against Canada, who came out on top on the 18th green?
Oh, man. It hurts me to say this, but Canada went down in defeat, and USA was the winner.
God bless USA!
USA!
Wow.
Sorry.
Sorry is right. You and your partner, Brian Campbell, who do you think is more to blame for your loss, you or Soupy?
Oof. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I'm trying to be a good teammate here. I'm going to get on Soupy later for some of the stuff that happened out there on the course, because technically he was our team captain.
He was.
But on that 18th green, I was just trying to make contact with the ball, to be quite honest with you, and stay on my 2 feet. So
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Seriously?
It did get a little puddly out there. We were four puddles wandering around the golf course.
That is hilarious.
You guys need to slow down.
Yeah, it was an unpleasant experience trying to get back to the clubhouse.
When there's Canadian money on the line.
The final tally, I believe, came in at 70 Canadian dollars.
Okay.
Whip, do you have the ability to translate? So if I won 70 Canadian dollars from Sharpie in American money, what does that mean?
$53.57.
$53. We'll round that up to 54 that I'm going to need from you, Sharpie. God bless the USA.
Maybe I'll send over some Tim Hortons coffee and donuts to the
Timmy Ho.
Love Timmy Ho.
You know what? I also learned something you guys will appreciate. Sharpie, the old retired guy, has joined a rec league, a hockey rec league, like league of old retired guys playing hockey.
Okay, I can understand that. It's hard to, you know, you can't give it up entirely. You still got to go play.
Yeah, but you're showing up and you're Sharpie. Everyone's like, wait, what are you doing so cool here?
Do you play against just like regular guys from the neighborhood? Is that fair?
Regular dudes, man, former hockey players, guys that still love the game, young kids, and let me tell you, I'm pretty good in that Wednesday morning skate.
It's got to make you feel good.
It's a Wednesday morning rec league. Is he the ultimate old retired guy?
Oh, my God.
I got to go, Abby. I got rec league in an hour.
You got to hit the concessions, get some nachos. You know those ice rings always have the best nachos. Yeah.
You know that place smells like Ben Gay like you wouldn't believe.
I know. I love that you're just not giving it up, though. You still got to play.
No, I can't. I did give it up for a while there when I retired. I said I wasn't going to skate anymore, wasn't going to play hockey, was going to move on and do other things. And just recently I started playing hockey a little bit, and it was making me happy, so I figure I'm going to play more. I'm like being on the ice. I like playing hockey with the guys, and it's what I'm
going
to do.
Was it like going back out, though, the first time? Were you like out of breath and stuff because you hadn't done anything for so long?
Actually, the first time I went out, I felt pretty good. I was skating good, making plays, seeing the ice, and then I got home. Mm-hmm. The ice ends at like 8 a.m. We start at 6:30, and all afternoon, I was like, I could barely touch my toes. My back was
so, you know, their ice time ends.
Yeah.
The juniors, the 8-year-olds need to get out there and play.
Yeah, totally.
Like, hey, get off the ice, old man. It's time for us.
Yeah. I smell a comeback. This was always how Michael Jordan's comeback started. I just like being out there with the guys. Next thing you know, you're back.
Were you smelling comeback, Sharpie?
No, I'm going to focus my talents on a golf career. I'm going to try to be on the PGA Tour.
If you can't beat Eric, I don't know if you can.
You know, me and Shim took down Brian Campbell and Sharpie on the Battle of the Border, which means Canada has to move out of North America until next spring. And there was some talk of building a wall up north, but we decided not to.
Anger. Mm. Okay.
And at one point, on one hole, we did play for Bruce Springsteen. Winner takes Bruce Springsteen because, you know, he said he was going to leave the country.
So we played
for Bruce Springsteen. And just let this be known, we won Bruce Springsteen back.
Oh, that's nice. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, it was great. Sharpie, a lot of fun yesterday from what I recall, what I remember
of it. It was good. It was a great time. Thanks for having me out there. I'm not a member at that course, and you guys always take good care of me. I'm happy to be a part of that foursome, and I'm kind of exaggerating the partying that was going on, but I was a little woozy there coming up 18. I didn't play my best, so I'm going to blame it on that.
All right. Better that than Soupy. Better blame it on that than Soupy.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. We'll see you soon.
All right, Eric. Nice talking to you guys. Talk to you soon.
You too. See
you around.
God bless America.
God bless the USA, right? Yeah, he joined a rec league.
He's coming back.
Like on the 15th hole, he's like, hey, I don't know if you guys know, but I joined a rec league. Yeah. And I just stopped. I put my club down. I go, you did what?
Yeah.
I'm playing at the 6:30 on Wednesdays. Against who?
Like,
I don't know. There's a couple of plumbers.
Neighborhood kids.
There's a couple of neighborhood kids. And I believe the UPS guy.
Yeah.
A lot like, at stake.
All of you guys are skating. He's like, yeah, yeah.
Can't
I'm like,
you just
oh
can't
my God,
go.
You are so old.
You know, the adrenaline's pumping at 6:30 a.m. before the kids get on the ice.
Even Brian Campbell looked at him like, you joined a rec league?
Why, dude?
It's like, yeah, I love it. I love it. It's great.
That's awesome.
Ba-da-ba-ba, getting rolling on Story Friday. Let's just start with this. Harry Styles and Billie Eilish to star in a fashion miniseries. On Thursday, the fashion giant Gucci revealed that they will release a 7-part series, Overture of Something That Never Ended, later this month, all as a part of Gucci Fest that will star Harry Styles and Billie Eilish.
Interesting.
Yeah. Prince Charles has launched his own gin with herbs from his own garden.
Get out.
So you can get Prince Chuck gin now.
Wow.
Yeah, which I feel like I might have had a whole bottle of yesterday.
He's been named like a fashion icon now, too.
Well,
Prince Charles?
Prince of Wales teamed up with the Oxford Artesian Distillery for a 40-proof gin made with a hint of lavender, sage, and thyme harvested from his very own flower beds.
Oh, well, good for him.
He has a lot of time on his hands.
You know, it goes well with gin. Fried chicken. KFC debuts a clean-shaven Colonel Sanders for the month of Movember.
He
doesn't even have a mustache. I thought you were supposed to be.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
Yeah. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
The mustache mascot for the fried chicken chain is sporting a clean-shaven look for the month of November, or more accurate, Movember, in support of mustache-growing awareness initiatives that raise funds for men's health. Why would they shave the mustache to create awareness for the mustache?
Well, maybe because he's growing it back.
Did they just cut off the beard part and leave the mustache?
No, the mustache appears to be gone.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
He looks a little bit like Captain Hollywood.
Stop it. Let me see. Yeah, I could see it. I see the resemblance. I don't know.
All right. Melissa, this is yours. 7 planets in the solar system will be visible in the night sky this week.
Oh, what? Get out your telescope.
Yep, you can see all 7 planets. I know you love solar system stuff.
That's a lot of planets.
That is a lot. This is one's for you, Whip. Marshmallow's $500,000 truck was stolen from the dealership with a police chase ensuing.
Oh, no.
Somebody stole Marshmallow's truck.
Can't do that to him. Can you imagine just driving by, you see some fancy truck and Marshmallow's in the driver's seat? How awesome would your day be?
How could you have a truck worth $500,000? Here's how. Back in early 2019, Marshmallow got his truck pimped out. It features Rolls-Royce lights. The Ford Super Duty is a whopping 26 feet long with 2 extra wheels and a 6x6 conversion, plus a train horn. It's got a train horn on it.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Of course, why wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's something that has nothing to do with that. At Lollapalooza one time, Snoop Dogg was there, and I saw the vehicle he showed up in, and it was literally bulletproof. How do you like that?
That surprised you?
Literally. No,
it always
stuck with me as like,
normal.
Rich celebrities, they get a lot of stuff done to their vehicles.
Or
that's
people
all.
That think they might get,
maybe.
In line with everything that is happening as we continue to await whether or not we have a president, a French bulldog was elected mayor of a Kentucky town. Why, you ask? Well, it's Kentucky.
Because they can.
That's what they do. Okay. They elect French bulldogs to be mayors. And generally, they tend to perform better.
I believe that.
Okay. Melissa, there's now a new nightly pill to end snoring being tested in the United States.
Wait, a pill now can take care of that?
Yeah, you gotta love it whenever you can pop a pill for whatever you need.
Good Lord.
Pill to stop snoring. So finally, you can stop snoring. You ever heard Melissa? Oh, my God.
It's like listening
to an 80-year-old man.
Really?
She's sleeping. Oh, man.
You got to flip on your side.
Unbelievable. She sounds like she's having a hard time breathing. Then she starts snorting. that noise?
Oh, that's so hard. So it sounds like it hurts.
Has a hard time breathing. Hey, speaking of hard time breathing, a new study says face masks don't hinder breathing during exercise.
Wow.
Which is good news because, the IHSA was talking about playing high school basketball, but you got to wear face masks.
Doesn't it depend on the mask?
Well, everything depends on everything, Melissa,
right?
Just in general. A new University of Saskatchewan study, remember, it is Canada.
Saskatchewan.
Has found that exercise performance and blood and muscle oxygen levels are not affected for healthy individuals wearing a face mask during strenuous workouts.
What if you just feel like it does?
Well, I'm sorry, you're just imagining
I
things.
I guess I'm wrong.
And finally, on Story Friday, Hellman's Mayonnaise surprised a couple named Helms and Mayo on their wedding day.
What?
Helms was married Mayo.
Wow.
And Hellman's Mayonnaise had like 17 crates of the stuff shipped to him.
Oh, that's cute.
The mayonnaise giant sent over a jar-shaped cake, a custom bomber jacket, because who doesn't want to wear a mayonnaise bomber jacket?
Okay, bombers are so in.
Yeah, and as promised, a year's supply of Hellman's mayonnaise as Marissa Helms married David Mayo in the Helms Mayo wedding.
That's amazing.
I love mayonnaise. It's time to find out the top three things trending on Twitter as we head towards the end of a Friday morning. You ready, Violetta?
Yeah, I am.
All right, at number three.
So John Legend is now trending alongside Ray Charles because of the video of him singing Georgia on My Mind. John Legend's video has already been viewed over 2 million times, and it was just posted this morning. So a lot of people eating it up.
That's cool. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Khloe Kardashian slams pregnancy rumors after posting Halloween pictures with her and
finally,
Tristan Thompson.
I haven't been able to think about anything else all morning.
Yeah, well, she clapped back saying, my abs would say otherwise when people asked if she was pregnant.
Oh,
and her abs do look pretty good in there. They're chiseled, and her obliques are popping.
That's amazing what you can get when you go into the plastic surgeon to have ab inserts put in.
Oh, yeah, you can get those. Yeah.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Shaking my head at you. Holy is trending right now because Bieber and Chance released an acoustic version of the song. So everybody has been sharing that all morning long.
You should have been playing that.
The acoustic version?
I keep yelling at Captain Hollywood, telling him he is way too California and not enough Chicago on this song. Chance the Rapper, you got to play it. If there's any city in America to play the Chance the Rapper version,
it would be here.
It's this one.
If you have the chance.
I would say thank you. You ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. It's time for Whip's 30-second Bachelorette review. How does this work? Whip watches The Bachelorette. We make him watch all 2 hours and 3 hours and 4 hours of it, all painful moments. And then he condenses the whole thing down into 30 seconds only so we can get the general idea of what happened without having to sit through it.
Right, exactly.
Now, we weren't going to do anything with this one because this is the 45th season of The Bachelorette.
I know.
But many of you said, oh, you're going to have Whip do this? Because A, we like it, and B, this Bachelorette is bona fide bat-ass crazy.
Oh, she is.
We're like, oh, you mean like the other ones were so normal. So we said, okay, tell you what, we'll have Whip do it, but only until she gets thrown off.
Yeah.
Let Violetta go.
Oh,
she's filming over here.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, she's in here.
Oh, like, am I boring you?
Yeah.
She decided she had enough.
I got
studio.
I got it. All right. Yeah, so I got it. Where'd I leave off? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bachelorette.
Until Claire gets thrown off. And the moment she gets thrown off or cheating or being crazy or whatever it is, that's it. We're done.
Perfect.
All right?
Yep.
And there's rumors that this could be the one from last night. We're about to find out. You know how it works, right, Whip?
Yeah, I do.
All right, I'm going to play the jingle. The conclusion of the jingle. The clock will start. You have 30 seconds and 30 seconds only. At the conclusion of 30 seconds, we cut you off because we can't take it anymore.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
All right.
Oh, composed especially for you. It takes 30 seconds to do.
Oh, come on, baby.
Whip's Bachelorette review.
I hope she gets thrown off and go.
Chris tells no. Claire tells Chris Harrison she is like totally head over heels for Dale. Harrison tells Dale privately she only wants to spend time with him. One of the other guys says, F that. It's so effing early. There's a lot of good dudes here. She hasn't made up her mind big early because, like, F that. And Dale says he's falling in love with her. There's dramatic music. She's been waiting forever for this feeling. Then 15. They most definitely do it. The other guys say she wouldn't do that, but they already did. She says they're in love. Dale is the man of her dreams. Harrison tells her she blew up the Bachelorette. She tells the guys she's in love. Some of the guys are mad. She cries. She wants him to propose. We think he's not going to, but then he actually does. Then they bring in Tayshia.
What? Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold the phone there.
That's a lot.
So he proposed, and then they left, and that was it?
Yeah.
Then she's gone?
I fast-forwarded after he proposed, and then I saw that they brought in the next woman, and so
sweet
she's
victory.
Gone. Yeah.
She gone.
Yeah. She's gone.
And she got an engagement ring out of it.
Oh, everybody's happy.
Wow.
She's happy. We're all happy. This is over. Everybody's happy. That's what it's all about.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.